Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Naso. Post Shavuos Tavshin Pei Beis. I learned Shemin Tzchus of Rosh Shlema for Esa Tila Bas Ariat Zibor B'Sor Shagosol. Also for Rav Moshe Sturmbach, who was hospitalized today. Rav Moshe Ben Dover, with Shib B'Sor Tovas, but as Hashem, we're going to say a Torah in his name. Ritzvi Hirsch of Rimanov opens up our Divrei Torah. He was the second Rebbe of Rimanov. He says, Ritzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, the Pazik tells us, V'Yidabash HaMoshe, Naso Es Rosh B'nei Gershom Gam Heim Leves Havosom Mebeshpechosom. Lift up the heads of Bnei Gershom, Gam Hem Leibos Avosim. What's the deeper idea for us? Tells us the Sihorsa Rimanov had Sadik Shuba Bechinus Moshe, the Rosh of every single family, the Rosh of every single nation, the Rosh of every single neighborhood. Mitzuva Omen Nasa Ash Rosh. You have to pick up the heads. They feel like they're Bnei Gershom, Gam Hem. But you have to do, what do you have to do? Naso as Rosh. Lift up their heads. Show them that they made a mistake. It's not who they are. Yes, you might have made a mistake. That doesn't define who you are. You are a Yid. You are a prince. You are a princess. And that's the job of a tzaddik, and that's the job of a parent. That's the job of every Jew. You made a mistake. You separate, the, as they say in the Briscoe world, the Heftzer from the Gavra. Yes, you might have done an action, the Heftzer wrong. That doesn't define the Gavra or the Giveret. That doesn't define who you are. Every parent and every Rebbe's job, you have to lift them up. This is exactly something similar. Rav Simcha Bonim tells us, if you're that person, Rav Simcha Bonim tells us, B'nai Gershon, says the Rebbe Rabbonim, Gam him levos avosam. Rav Leibola says the same idea. Even if you feel like Gershon, even if you feel like you're pushed away, Gam him levos avosam. You always have access to the king. Like we said last week from Rav Moshe Sturmach, everybody has access to the Midbar. So too, everyone has access from the Midbar. Everyone has access to Hashem. But here, B'nai Gershon, even if you feel like you're B'nai Gershon, you're that student, you're that child who feels like you messed up, Gam him levos avosam. You have the access, you have the passport to get into the entrance. That's what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos is not talking about the details. Shavuos is celebrating the marriage between the Chassan and the Kala. It's the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. That is much deeper than actions. It's that love, it's that magic, it's that emotion that we became one with the Ribbono Shel Olam, according to all the Svarim HaGedoshim. And that's the job of every Jew, every teacher and every Rebbe and every parent, to find that within every single per kid, without every child, with every single room. And Nosso just lift up their heads. And like the Rebbe Rabbonim tells him, Gam him, even if you feel like you're Gam him, you also have access, you also have others in your mouth. Don't ever forget that. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us from the Chesel Avram. 2, 3, and 4 are actually going to come from 3 Rebbes of Radams. The Chesel Avram was the second Rebbe. He was the son of the Tefer Shlomo. So Dalet Chav Dalet. Zois Avodas Mishpacha Zegershani. This is the Avoda of the Mishpachas of Gershuni, la'avod ulamasa, to carry the Oron, to carry different things, but to carry and to push through, to carry the Mishkan. Says the Chesed Avram, what's the job of every single Jew of Zos Avodas the Mishpachas Gershuni? Tafkidam shal Yisrael b'yos begolos, Mishpachas of Gershuni. Then when you feel like it's hard, he lispo, the last is alayim, as ola golos. It's supposed to be hard, it's golos, it's not easy. La'avod ulamasa, lo klo tlunav taromes. It's hard. You got to push through. You got to do your bar, like the pasuk says in Eov. Ki aldam la omal yulad. Zos avodas mishpacha shegir sheni. The avoda of mishpacha shegir says la avoda l'masa. What is Moshe being called? He in Baruch. So next week we're called an eved Hashem. We call basically eved to be an eved. Being eved means it's a schus. To be an eved. Like I heard from Dr. Hillel Cohen Shlita said this from the Radak. What an incredible word. Listen to this shir just for this word. It's gavaldic. We say, Ana Hashem Mashiachana, Ana Hashem Mashlichana. But right, what do you say right before, a few paragraphs before, in Kuf Tezayin? We say, Ana Hashem Kenny Avdecha. And if you look at the Anas, Ana Hashem is spelled with an Aleph. Ana Hashem Mashlicha with an Aleph. But Ana Hashem Kenny Avdecha, because I'm your Eved, says the Radak that's spelled with a Hey. It does not mean Ana with an Aleph. Ana with an Aleph means please. Ana with a Hey means thank you. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha, says the Radak. We're not begging Hashem for being, we're thanking Hashem that we get to be a Zevid. It's a schus to be a Yid. Not only is Geshmak to be a Yid, it's a schus to be a Yid. It's a schus to be a Yid. I love that vort from the Radak. Ana Hashem Hashino now is with an Aleph. Beg, please Hashem save us, please Hashem help us be successful. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Thank you for making me a Yid. But Rav Shor says, La'avod, that's why you put the mezuzah. Why is it when you come to your house, the mezuzah is on your right, when you go out to the world, the mezuzah is on your left? Come into your house, the mezuzah is on the right. Right represents chesed, patience, sensitivity, kindness, caring. When you go out to the world, sometimes it's a little dangerous stuff, especially this summer coming around.
little extra time for the Yitzhahara. On the left, Gvura, gotta stand strong. La'avod ulamasa, gotta be strong. But I think we don't say from the Radak and really from the Chesed Avram, Gishmak to be Yim means it comes with, the relationship comes with hard work. Everybody knows that when a Chassan and Kala get married, the first year is very nice and dandy. You celebrate 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 80 years. That's hard work to put into that relationship. That's what it evit. That makes the relationship even more special. What an incredible idea, Chesed Avram. La'avod ulamasa. That makes the relationship so much more special and not wavering one bit. And like the mezuzahs on the left and the right, to be strong to the rest of the world. Yes, to be Kiddush Hashem, to be strong, and there's no negative influences. To be kind and caring going out. But I love that Radak, Ana Hashem, Ana Tzlich, Ana Hashem, Kenei Avdecha. Thank you, Hashem, for making Yid. The difference between Ana with an Aleph, Ana with a Hey. Beautiful Radak, look it up. Beautiful, gorgeous. Idea number three. So now staying within the Radomsk family, we go to the first Rebbe, Tefer Shlomo, Dalin Memtes. The last Pasuk of Sheni. Pi Hashem, Pakado, Sam of Yon Moshe. And through, they were counted with the hands of Moshe, ish ish al vodasov al masov, every person according to their job and their work, upekudav ashetziva Hashem according to their number, according to their job that Hashem commanded Moses, that Hashem compared Moshe, says the Tefer Shlomo, biyad Moshe. What does it mean, biyad Moshe? Mikoyach kedushaso shel Moshe, biyad Moshe. Zochu kulum lizalos le'en oruch. Ish, ish, alavos v'almaso. Through the koch of the tzaddik, through the koch of Moshe Rabbeinu, every single Jew is able to be able to become and reach their potential. And the Tefer Shlomo actually compares it to the way Rabbi Shimon says that when Shimon was on his deathbed, k'shayu ha-tamidim etzlo hinei l'chol echel echel noson l'chol chelik b'yisodos ha-torah. Like the Zohar tells us, when the Rashi was on his deathbed just a few weeks ago, lag v'omer, he was able to give to each one of his students something else. And that's the job of a tzaddik, the job of a Rebbe, to be able to show the potential and to literally give over Kedusha, give over Tahara, give over the potential. Every single one of us have that ability. We say this a million times. We say this a million times from the Gra. How do you be mashpi on your tamina, on your family? When you're a kois to your vay, when you're an overflowing cup, right? The B'dom Damagat asked the Gra, how do you give over Yiddishkeit? He said, you have to be an overflowing cup of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Torah, and Tefillah, and Amunah. And then your kids and your students and your family will latch on. It comes from a sincere place. Hayotzim min alem nechnasas min alev. From Nachum Sion, the Rav Nachum Sion Zaks, quote of the Rebbe of Shmelka. He said, "Matan Torah kidashta yom macha." Chodesh Baruch Hu is sanctified today and tomorrow. Says the Rebbe of Shmelka, and the Menachem Sion expands upon it. He said, "The whole idea of being a Jew is to take shavuos to kidashta yom, but it's got to be umacha. It's got to be for tomorrow also. Like the Mishnah at Perkei Avos, v'hemidu talmidim harda. It means stand them up. Let the talmidim take the kedusha in your base midrash, but they should be able to stand by themselves the next day too. They should be able to do the zoch. They don't need to hold your hand. Right when a parent giving their child on the bike, you got to let your kid go." Yes, but he has to hold on tight. You have to hold on tight, but then you got to let him ride. That's the same thing when we come with the tzaddik. The tzaddik is able to be mashpia. The graz that tells us that the teacher, the rebbe, the parent has to be mashpia. But at the end of the day, that just like the rebbe and the teacher is mashpia, the yom tov is mashpia. Shabbos is mashpia. It influences us. It has to transform us. It's not just about the Shabbos and Shavuos and Sfira. It's about taking those moments now and transforming. We talked about this earlier today. For transforming ourselves to be better and bigger people, kinder and caring, but to make sure we have those relationships with not only Rebbeim and Rebbetzins and role models, but also to tap into those moments of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, to tap into those moments of Kedusha and take those with us. Incredible idea from Tefer Shlomo and from the Gra, the Menachem Sion, from the Rebbe of Shmelko. Moving on to idea number four. Now finally get to the grandson, the third Rebbe, the Knesset Yecheskel, Yecheskel of Radomsk, says, fascinating, gewaldig, Torah, the last pasuk. Sorry, no, it's in the middle of the Torah of the Sota. Hey Yitzayim, lokach hakoyin mayim kedoshim b'chichores. The coin takes the holy waters in a pottery vessel. Umina offer should be a karka mishkan. Yikach hakoyin manas alam. He said the part of the halacha is you have to take offer, you have to take dirt, you have to take dust from the land and put it into the water for her to drink. What's so important about the offer? Says that the Knesset Yecheskel of Radomsk, the grandson, right? We did Chesed Avram Tefer Shlomo and Yecheskel. He says, what's so important about the offer? Ala Adam Lisko Shitziyoso Haisam Yofer Malkam Amitosh Bekarka Mishkan Ubetach Kach Yovot Yodu Lidei Anavo Min Offer. When a person has Anavo, when a person has offer in their lives, it lowers themselves, it brings them themselves down, it humbles themselves. And that's offer Min Adama. That's what the Pasuk says, by my Sibrachus, Chodesh Baruch Hu took offer. You have to remember where you came from. You came from the ground. If your mind that's sota, yes, maybe she's innocent, maybe she's guilty. tahamim themselves. And that's what he says. It's the whole point. I mean, offer you have, when a person lowers himself. I mean, offer should be a karka mishkan who machmas she odam nivra efor. You want him in Kaaba, the Torah. You want him in Kaaba, the Torah. It's got to start with another. Like we said, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Not like the Kedushas Levi says. We say it over, but got to say it again. How can you not say it? Even if it's right after Shavuos. You had Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. No, he did got from Hashem. He learned the Midah of Anova. He learned the Midah of Anova from Sinai. Like all the Chazal Sechash went to Sinai. Went to Sinai here. And Har Sinai said, why me? Why me? Dafka you. Dafka you, because you have humility. Now, this is what the Sota needs. The Sota needs a little, and that's that reminds her, that offer reminds her. If you want them in Kabbalah the Torah, when they come in Kabbalah the Torah going to the summer, it's got to be with humility, like Rabbi Gober says, let go, let God have you a little humility. Rabbi Judy actually just quoted it. I just saw this in, I'm doing a little chazar, a little, I should be doing a lot of chazar in Badarch. He said that whenever something's going wrong in a person's life, it's a sign, Rabbi Nachman says, that a person's got to lower himself. A person's got to check, you got to do cheshbon, you have to check your gaiva, you have to check your arrogance, check your ego, and then things will start to move the other way. Credit by the from Knesset Chesko of Radomsk, with Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Goldberg, and Rabbi Judah, moving on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5 comes to us from Moshe Sturmach, Shlita, Yisharifuah, Shleima, Sever Tam Badas, Kosivarchu. The Medrash, this is how you should bless them, Yisar Shampan, and it goes through all the three brachas. The Medrash tells us, where were we Zochet to Brachas Kohanim? And there's two different opinions in the Medrash, says Rabbi Moshe Sturmach, Chad Amar Miko Yezarechav, and Manacharish Baruch, told Avram, this is your children should be like this. And one says, no, Kosam Lebez Yaakov, Asag Leben Israel. It's by Matz Torah, we just read it on Shavuos. And you said, this is what you tell to the Jewish nation, and tell Klai Yisrael, the Jewish daughters, and the Jewish nation. Says Rav Moshe Sturmach, incredible insight. He says, you might think that the Jewish people should be Zoicha only when they're Koye Zarecha, only when they're like the stars of the heaven and the earth. And that's when they're Zoicha to Berkos Kohanim. Comes along the second opinion of the Medrash. It's Kosam Lebez Yaakov. You don't just tell them when everything is good. No, kol haTorah k'mir shemo. Lekabel kol Torah means by giyim lamayla zushik abasar kulo nasim roiim lebrachas kohanim. It's not just when they're acting like the star. It's also when they're down and out. Kosam b'nisyakov. Every single Jew in Matan Torah, right? So you might think says the have nishayisar roiil lam the mitzvot Torah ma'ar ma'at. Don't think it's just the first day of that. Yeah, that's Kabbalah. It's a star. But even those Jews, I feel like they're like the way we started, B'nai Gershon, even those Jews, Kosomar, even those Jews, you give them. They're Zohar too, because they're part of the nation too. Kosomar. I remember the Baal Shem Tov, Ksav Sorvet, said the same answer. Why Dafka like the stars? Ko Yezarecha means, why would Jewish people compare it to the stars from last week's Medbar as well? Because a star, look at the star in the sky, it looks like but then you could take an airplane up, it looks like a huge ball of fire. That's what every Jewish neshama is, says the Baal Shem Tov. Every Jewish neshama is burning with fire, burning with passion. You might think the only one they're on the top of the world, says Rav Moshe Sturmach. No, every single Jew is a Matan Torah, and they're zochet to the entire Torah. That's why you have 2 days in the Medrash, Kol Yezarecha, and Kosma Vezegov Vesagel Ben Yisrael. One by Avram Avinu, when they're like the stars, and one because they're just part of the Jewish nation, part of the Klai, so part of Nishmas Yisrael. Let's review these five beautiful ideas. We start off from Efsi Hirsch of Rimanov. Rabbi said, Nasa as Rosh, Gan Menesh, Gan Him. It's on every Nasi, it's on every Rosh, it's on every parent. Nei Gershon, those kids in your family feel like they're pushed out. They tell them that that's the action, it's not you. You're special, you're in the Neshama. So the Rebbe Rabbonim tells us, even if you're the person who feels like it, Nei Gershon, Gam Him, Levis of Osam, remind yourself, you come from Avos, come from holy stock. Come from holy nation. Then we had the 2, 3, and 4 from the world of Radomsk, the Chesed of Rom, the middle Rebbe, the Chesed of Rom tells us, Zos Avot Meshpachas Ar Gershini, the Lamasu Lamasu, you have to be able to work in Gosf, to work hard, you have to do your best. The Radak says, Geshmak to be Kiani Hashem Avdecha, Ana Hashem is with an Avatz, please, Ana with a Hey, Ana Hashem Kiani Avdecha, thank you for making me a Yid. And Rav Shor says, the rest of the world, Mezuzah on the left and the right going into your house, right going into your house, kind and caring, going out, be careful, on the left, Gvura. The third idea from the first Rebbe, the Tefer Shloma, Beyan Moshe Ish in Dalim Mem Test. What does it mean, Beyan Moshe? The person has to be connected to holy people, connected to holy times, to be Mashbiel, like Rashbi was, according to the Zohar, that he was able to give over the Sotah Torah on his death, but to every single everyone needs a Rebbe, everyone, like the Gra told the Dub the Magid, to be a Koyser Rebbe, to be an overflowing cup. And that's what Menachem Seal says, or the Rebbe Shmalka, Matan Torah, Vikidashtim Hayom. It's not just for today, Umachar. Umacher with a vavachibar. That's about taking those holy moments and taking those times with experiences with your Rebbe, and take those yom tovim moments. Now take it with you for the summer. Take it with you into your weekday and make you a holier and happier and tremendous person. That's the hemidu talmidim harbe. That the talmidim when they're in your base midrash, not just going up a hemidu, when they should be standing on their own, holding on their own kedusha. The fourth idea from the finally 2, 3, and 4 from the grandson of the Tiferes Shlomo, the third Rebbe Chesed, Asher Yebekarka Mishkan. You have to put offer. Why offer? Because offer is adama. It lowers them. Because at the end of the day, that person needs to be lowered. And when a person wants to come to Mount Torah, when a person wants to come to their true self, when a person comes to Hashem, you have to humble them. You have to be able to come like Moshe Kibal Torah from Sinai. Moshe got Torah from Sinai. No, he got Torah from Hashem. Says Kedusha Slavi. No, he got Torah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But he learned the Midah Vanova from our Sinai. That's what Rabbi Goldberg says, like, oh, let God submit ourselves. And Rabbi Judah, Rabbi Nachman, when things aren't going your way, you have to humble yourself. It's a sign from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to work on your guide. Finally, the fifth and final idea, Kosta Baruch Hu, two opinions in the Medrash, why we got either because of Kosta Baruch Hu from Avraham Avinu, Koi Yezarach from Avinu, or from Kosta Baruch Hu by Matan Torah. The first love was Koi Yezarach, where every Jew is only the stars get Berachas Karam. No. Even those Jews, Kosamara, every Jew, even though they're not feeling being like a star, every Jew has access, every Jew has that connection from Matan Torah. And the Baal Shem Tov says, why a star? And the Ksav Sofer has the same idea. Star looks like it's so far, it looks like it's nothing, a dot in the sky, but it's a huge ball fire, so much potential. We should be Zochub Ez Hashem to separate our actions from who we truly are, to know that we're holy, we're special, we're the chosen nation, we have Nishmas Yisrael, we're part of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're the Chelek, we're Ma'al Mamash, and to be able to uplift ourselves, to uplift our children, to uplift our students, and to be able to make sure, to be able to work and work on ourselves, and the summer coming, to be able to make sure the proper Gedarm, to Gishmak to be a Yid, it's great to be an Eved Hashem, and to understand, to be connected to Kedusha, connected to Rebbeim, connected to the holy times, take us the holy times throughout the week, to on the Midah Vanova, and finally, to understand that every single Jew has access to Rebbeinu Shem, to Berachas Kohanim, whether you're the star, or just you're just part of Klal Yisrael, you have that access. Shvizoch Baz Hashem, a good, what do they say in the Chassid Shavuot? They say, a good in Zimmer, and a Ksil Chassim Tov to all.